Blog Talk Radio.
What difference if I hail?
This is August 12th. We're nearing the middle of the month. We're supposed to have a comet out there. It's supposed to maybe seen tonight. That's what I'm told. Well, we shall see what we shall see. Let's hope if there is a comet, it doesn't hit us. Among the events today, in 1508, Ponce de Leon arrived in Puerto Rico. He was on his way to discover the Fountain of Youth. I guess he never found it, or he didn't run into Helena Rubinstein or some of these cosmeticians. We're down there. Pope Julius III, on this date, ordered the confiscation of the Talmud and its burning. Talk about anti-Semitism in our church. In 1851, the ladies will be happy. Isaac Singer patented the sewing machine. In 1877, Edison invented a recording device. Now, we had a tape of his, but I can't seem to find it, so I'll probably play it next week. Among the other events today, the Hawaii was formally annexed. The five big families over there came over, the missionaries came over as missionaries, and there's a movie with Bon Sydow, it's a Swedish actor. It's called Hawaii, I think, based on James Michener's book. If you're interested in it, in that beautiful state, check out that book and also the movie. And then in 1898, a peace treaty was signed with Spain. Jumping forward to 1941, Marshal Henri Pétain, the aging Marshal, the hero of Verdun, He gave his full support to Hitler, and he later regretted it. He was put on trial, even though he was a doting senior citizen and a war hero. Charles de Gaulle had him put on trial for treason. He wasn't executed by a guillotine, but lived out his life, the remainder of his life, in life imprisonment. I think he died in prison. And in 1955, we talk about the minimum wage today. Would you believe it? 55 years ago, it was 75 cents, and President Eisenhower raised it to a dollar. Among the other events. Oh, we forgot this. On this date, Oliver Mowat. I don't know if he's related to Farley or Farley Mowat. The writer is related to him, but he was one of the people that started the Canadian Federation. The Confederation. Now, the Confederates. Canada was this collection of provinces. And they're very concerned about the resurgent North, which had been victorious in the Civil War. And, of course, twice we had sent up our most incompetent generals, with the exception of Benedict Arnold, to conquer and seize Canada. The worst of these generals was Henry Dearborn. During the War of 1812, he got his butt kicked. I think he was in prison. He was captured. And what do? They name a street in Chicago after him, and a town in Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan, where Henry Ford built the first automobile. Excuse me, I still have this bloody coat. Anyway, those of you remember 1967, Expo 67, when Charles de Gaulle came there and he gave a speech at the Quebec Montreal City Hall and said, "Quebec Libre." And the Canadians were furious that he was interfering in their domestic politics, and also this was their 100-year celebration as a nation. Or somebody said 10 provinces and one territory held together as a collection. But Americans know too little about Canada, and they know more about us than we know about them. It's unfortunate. Also today, the great Cecil B. DeMille. I think he's related to Agnes DeMille, the dancer. He was born today, and of course, he had all those great epics, Ten Commandments. Excuse me. Oh, this is cool. And several other great Hollywood film epics with a cast of thousands. Also, on this day, 1911, Cantinflas, the Mexican comedian, was born. I think he died this week. Great method actor or comedian actor, if you can call it that. And then we had George Hamilton. Oh, 1931. Those of you who remember the book Lord of the Flies, Lord of the Flies, or saw the movie Lord of the Flies, William Goldman, the author, was born today. And then George Hamilton, who was squiring around, I think it was Linda Byrd, the eldest daughter of LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And I don't think LBJ liked George Hamilton, who he considered a lousy actor, among other things. So, and then among the deaths today, Henry Fonda, great actor, died today. It's very interesting. In a movie, he starred in Advice and Consent with Walter Pidgeon, several other actors, and Charles Laughton. He couldn't stand Charles Laughton because he knew Charles Laughton was gay. Charles Laughton played a Southern redneck senator. Can you believe that? An Englishman playing a Southern redneck senator, complete with Southern brogue and all. I'm going to play a few. What's coming up? We just completed a 26-minute interview with Jack Phillips, who was in broadcasting engineering at KLW-FM, a total of his life, 50 years of experience, and we covered quite a few subjects in the field of broadcasting and media and possible careers. So it's up on YouTube already on Amicus Veritas, AmiCusVeritas. It's Jack Phillips, broadcast engineer extraordinaire. So I just put that up today. We will extract the audio from it and put it on Blog Talk, you know, so either in two parts or one. Also, we have what's up? Other coming up. We have a lawyer who's going to be talking about how to be giving you tips on how to be your own lawyer. And it's very practical advice. So that's scheduled. And then we will have more. We're still going to our archives. We have over 1,500 interviews just in the audio archives. And our history archives, there's more there, and we have to digitalize them. So we'll be on that. Now, there's a lot of concern among about people who are being accused of being wackos, even though they're concerned about this country, and they're following the advice of Senator Robert La Follette, who was an oratorial spellbinder, a progressive from the state of Wisconsin. And this is what he said about a citizen's obligation. He ran for president also. And let me find this here. It's, where is Senator? Excuse me. I have that Robert La Follette. Where is Robert? But people need to ignore the radical left-wing camp, as it were. People who are concerned about the direction this country is taking, the awful financial mess we're in, and the lack of leadership, not only from the White House, but from Congress. And so warning what a citizen should do, what the citizen's obligations are, Robert La Follette, Senator La Follette, addressed some of that, and here's his brief speech on every citizen must do his duty.
America is not made in the making. It has today to meet an impending crisis, menacing as any in the nation's history. It does not call a sound to arms, but it is nonetheless a call to patriotism and to higher ideals in citizenship. The patriotic citizenship of the country must take its stand and demand of wealth that it shall conduct its business lawfully, that it shall no longer furnish the most flagrant examples of persistent violation of statutes while invoking the protection of the courts, that it shall not destroy the equality of opportunity, the right to the pursuit of happiness guaranteed by the Constitution, that it shall keep its powerful hands off from legislative manipulation, that it shall not corrupt, but shall obey the government that guards and protects its rights. Mere passive citizenship is not enough. Men must be aggressive for what is right if government is to be saved from those who are aggressive for what is wrong. There is work for everyone. The field is large. It is a glorious service, this service for the country. The call comes to every citizen. It is an unending struggle to make and keep government representative. Each one should count it a patriotic duty to build at least a part of his life into the life of his country, to do his share in the making of America according to the plan of the fathers.
That was Senator Robert La Follette giving one of his spellbinding speeches on the stump. We don't hear that kind of oratory anymore. It's quite an art. And, of course, the electronic projection of microphones wasn't as good as it is today with four-channel sound and all of that. Among the other things I'm going to play today is Senator Kefauver is part of our Best of the Week topics, and he is talking about, he used the Senate Crime Committee Investigating Committee, which was investigating the mafia and gambling and going around the country getting FaceTime. This is how aspiring politicians who want to be president manipulate, I don't know if you can say manipulate, but how they utilize media and utilize the position that they're in to run for president. So here we go. Presidential candidate, Estes Kefauver. He was on the ticket with Adlai Stevenson. Adlai Stevenson.
The Kefauver Crime Committee meets the press in Washington. Organized crime does operate on a syndicated basis across state lines in the United States. That is a much bigger, more sinister, and a larger operation than we had ever suspected.
Kefauver.
Now, we don't see this as much today. We have these presidential debates, which is good. We had one last night with the Republicans. I don't know what the Democrats are going to do or what the media will do for Mr. O. But in previous years, especially, and World War II, President Harry Truman was a senator, and he became known. He came out of a corrupt political machine, the Prendergast machine of Kansas City, Missouri. It was equivalent to Tammany Hall, the Kelly Daly machine in Chicago, what's his name, Curley in Boston, the Green machine in Philadelphia. But he became a U.S. senator. He was an administrative judge, became a U.S. senator, and his investigating committee, he was chairman of it, investigated war profiteering, and that brought him national attention and brought him attention of his work to FDR. And fortunately, FDR put him on the ticket as vice presidential nominee when FDR ran for a fourth unprecedented term in 1944. The guy from Iowa, who was, quote, a progressive, which turns out to be today a bourgeois communist. He almost put him on the ticket, and had he had FDR chosen this other guy, who was Henry Wallace, not related to George Wallace, I put him on the ticket for vice president. He was succeeded to the presidency at a critical time in American history when we needed to keep our guard up against the Russians and then the Chinese. So, this is one of the reasons why these senators and other governors are also trying to get this kind of publicity. Look at Paul Ente, look at Romney, or former governors. And then you have former senators like Santorum, and you have Representative Ron Paul. So these are all people who want face time so they can promote their presidential aspirations, or as Lincoln used to say, they got the bee in the bonnet. And so here is a best of the week. This is an excerpt from one of Senator Kefauver's crime hearing, committee hearings on organized crime.
Did we get any money from Costello?
No.
And did you ever get any money from Maya Lansky?
I never got money from any of those fellas.
None of those fellas.
None of these that I've been reading about, and none that I knew, they never gave me anything.
None of the Shetties?
No. I met that Charlie once or twice. I don't even talk to him.
You don't like him?
No.
I don't know what his friendship with the man was, because I didn't know the other man. I just know him. The name that you, that is a refusal.
Mr. Chairman, this, in my judgment, this is a fantastic proceeding.
Yes, sir.
Here's the committee of the Senate, meeting here, all members present. And here's this man who's rushing forth and resolved to go on the testimony. And the matter comes up of naming a man that approached him in the fourth. I may have reason before we get voted, they know.
It's all right. You got reason. It is a name, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, so now tell us all about the transaction.
That's all.
What did Nando have to do with these boys?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all? What did he
just
tell you?
He's just a doctor for them, but I think that that's very, very unfair to
them. Yes, he put up $7,000 to help get them out, didn't he?
Oh, no.
Well, Mr. Chairman, since the matter's been brought out, I think it's only fair to say that...
That he called me and told me that these men were innocent. He's a victim of an honest mistake.
Yes.
So,
and who was the cause of which Nigro?
Dr. Nigro.
Does he have a brother? David?
I don't know. I'm very close to him, but I don't know his relatives. He's got a lot of relatives.
Does he have a brother named Paul?
No.
Well, who are the brothers?
The only brother I know that he has is a contractor. I don't know his first name.
What do you mean by it? What do you convey to the public?
I couldn't answer you and justify myself or justify the committee without legal counsel, without aid of counsel.
Committee meets the press in Washington. Organized crime does operate on a syndicated basis across state lines in the United States. That is a much bigger, more sinister, and a larger operation than we had ever suspected.
Tip off or
get any money from
Kefauver was the vice president nominee in the when Adlai Stevenson ran the second time in 1956. Kefauver at that time, Walt Disney was running Fess Parker as, I think, Daniel Boone. And Kefauver, who was from Tennessee, and Daniel Boone, who was from Tennessee, had these coonskin caps. And Kefauver used to run around with those coonskin caps. I don't think he wore them at the racetrack. A lot of people pointed out that there's a bit of hypocrisy here because there was a lot of mob influence at the racetracks and gambling and fixing races and all that. But Kefauver, the Stevenson Kefauver chicken did not win. Eisenhower was reelected with Richard Nixon as vice president in 1956. Kefauver tried again in 1960, but Kennedy aced him out with LBJ. And, of course, 3 years later, John Kennedy was assassinated. We're going to, I don't know, do I have any other clips today? There's a movie out dealing with a subject that we had on urban graffiti, and we're going to see it and then do a review because it's very relevant. But next week we will have that interview with Jack Phillips, who has spent 50 years in the broadcasting industry field, technician, as an instructor, as a broadcast engineer, and fascinating interview. And I recommend you also go up on our YouTube site, Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas, and we are going to end with our usual thing. Politicians are still playing around, no matter who they are, male or female. I don't see any of them playing poker, but it's still our theme.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Toss your five. Pony, up to you.
Hey,
Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I. Fine.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight. Possible flush. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it going? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, better.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game in luck. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
what to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raised.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
Raise your five.
I'll fall.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fajicinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
Folks, we'll be back Monday, and we'll hope to have the Jack Phillips interviews and other new stuff and any breaking news. Good night.